The FAA issues an airworthiness directive for Great Lakes aircraft. WingX Pro 7 has added track up to its moving map. And Solar Impulse is safe in Morocco. This is Aero News for Wednesday, June 6, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA has issued an airworthiness directive that addresses a safety problem with the Great Lakes aircraft produced in the 1970s and 80s. The affected aircraft were not produced by Wacko Classic Aircraft. However, as the new type certificate holder, the company said in a news release that they take seriously the issue of continued airworthiness of the Great Lakes fleet of aircraft, serial numbers 501 through 1012. The AD addresses the possibility of front spar failure inside the attach fitting as a result of excessive torque loads due to improperly rigged tail brace wires. Cracks have reportedly been found in the front spar at the rivets securing the steel attach fitting tube, allowing the spar to move outward and disengage from the fitting. Broken front stabilizer spar tubes inside the attach fitting were the subject of a service alert published by the Phoenix Aircraft Company in December 1988, and the subject was again addressed in Service Bulletin No. 15, issued in May 2000 by Great Lakes Aircraft. This new AD is effective June 20th, but does not apply to new production aircraft manufactured by Wacko Classic Aircraft, as the affected area has been redesigned to prevent this condition from recurring. Wacko Classic Aircraft considers it prudent to inspect both front and rear stabilizer spars and to ensure that both the front and rear center beams turn freely and are well lubricated. Hilton Software LLC has updated its flagship product, WingX Pro 7, with track-up capability. By leveraging the multi-layered architecture of its patent-pending split-screen technology, WingX Pro 7 seamlessly rotates VFR and IFR en route charts so that the aircraft is always traveling up the screen. WingX Pro 7 rotates airport and fix identifiers, VOR identifiers and frequencies, as well as ADS-B weather and traffic and other important information. Track-up capability was reportedly the most requested upgrade from WingX users, and Hilton Software says it is a significant step forward in situational awareness. WingX Pro 7 version 6.5 is available as a free update for registered users. WingX Pro 7 is compatible with and optimized for iPad and iPhone and is available for download from the App Store and iTunes. The solar-powered Solar Impulse airplane completed a trip from Switzerland to Morocco across the Straits of Gibraltar this week. The initial leg of the flight, piloted by André Borsberg, departed Switzerland over Memorial Day weekend and ended with a landing in Madrid, Spain. After a planned delay that was lengthened by weather, Bertrand Piccard launched from Madrid on Monday and climbed to an altitude of 12,000 feet. The airplane crossed the Gibraltar Strait over the Mediterranean at an altitude of 28,000 feet, entering Moroccan airspace via Tangiers, and landed Tuesday in the capital city of Rabat. The visit was made at the invitation of the Moroccan Agency for Solar Energy, and the Solar Impulse team will participate in a groundbreaking for what will be the world's largest thermo-solar power plant. The flight was also billed as a dress rehearsal for an around-the-world attempt to come in 2014. Federal Express said Monday it will permanently retire 18 Airbus A310-200 aircraft and 26 related engines, as well as 6 Boeing MD-10-10 aircraft and 17 related engines from service. The freight hauler said in a news release that the majority of these aircraft are currently parked and are not in revenue service. These permanent retirements are in addition to 5 Boeing 727-200 aircraft retired in the fourth quarter of fiscal 2012 and the planned fiscal 2013 retirement of 21 B-727 aircraft, which will be fully depreciated. The announcement comes as FedEx continues to modernize its fleet by adding newer aircraft that are more reliable, fuel-efficient, and technologically advanced, and retiring older, less efficient aircraft. The FAA has operations spread over 6 different locations around the Washington, D.C. area, but sources now say the agency is considering a plan that would bring all of those workers under one roof. A source not authorized to speak to the media said the FAA is looking at as much as 270,000 square feet of office space. The source mentioned some space that has been recently renovated in the Southwest Office Building of Constitution Center. But the Washington Post reports that FAA spokeswoman Laura Brown, who is authorized to speak to the media, by the way, said that while the agency is considering efficiencies in its operations, there are no near-term commitments for a consolidated location. Pilots for Air India have been on strike for nearly a month now, and it's eating into the bottom line of the airline to the tune of some $63 million. The strike, which was not authorized by the government of India and so is considered unofficial, began on May the 8th. More than 200 pilots have engaged in a sick-out, and the airline has fired 101 of them. The Air India pilots are protesting a training schedule to fly Boeing's new Dreamliner that they say favors pilots from Indian Airlines, which merged with Air India back in 2007. The Indian government recently announced a $6 billion bailout for Air India, but that comes with the caveat that the airline improve its performance. Meanwhile, the losses are piling up as the pilots' protest stretches into the country's peak travel season. The Everett Washington Herald newspaper relays a report from the Deutsche Presseagentur, which indicates that if the strike continues, the airline may not be able to survive. When Aero News continues, TSA disciplines 43 screeners. There's always a camera around when you don't want it. And there may be fewer cameras at AirVenture this summer.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, June 6th. I'm Glenn Moyer. In one of the largest disciplinary actions TSA has taken in its 10-year history, five TSA workers at Southwest Florida International Airport in Fort Myers have been fired, and another 38 suspended after an internal investigation found that they failed to perform random screenings last year. The 43, a combination of frontline screeners and supervisors, represent about 15% of the roughly 280 TSA employees at the airport. The workers were notified of their punishment on Friday and are being given an opportunity to appeal. The agency has brought in screeners from other airports to fill in. No injuries resulted from an emergency landing on a Connecticut beach by a helicopter whose pilot was disoriented by low visibility and fog. Witnesses at the scene reported the aircraft flying low over the Thames River at approximately 1600 Eastern Daylight Time before landing on a private beach adjacent to the Thames Yacht Club. The New London Fire Department was first to respond, with officials saying the pilot was being very evasive and refusing to answer any questions. The aircraft involved was an Aerospeciale A-Star owned by Meridian Consulting One Corps out of Kearney, New Jersey. It is part of the fleet of Liberty Helicopters, a charter company operating out of New York City. A spokesman for the FAA said that the aircraft would likely have to stay on the beach until it could be examined for any possible damage. And you can bet he's not the only helicopter pilot who may not want to answer questions. Video recorded on cell phones on Memorial Day could land the pilot of a helicopter in Tennessee in hot water. That's because he or she was recorded allowing people on a pontoon boat on Dale Hollow Lake to climb onto the landing skids of the aircraft and then fall from an altitude as high as 50 feet back into the water. A story on television station WTVF in Nashville, Tennessee, shows the helicopter hovering just a few feet over the pontoon boat while one or two people at a time grabbed the skids and were then carried skyward. The helicopter in the video appears to be a Robinson R-44. Several witnesses said the episode went on for about 20 minutes, and blocked that part of the lake so that other boats were not able to pass. The helicopter's N number was visible on the video, oops, and the station found that it was last registered to a company in Chattanooga, Tennessee. A spokesman for the Corps of Engineers said flying so low over a lake over which it has jurisdiction without permission is a violation of federal law and punishable by a $5,000 fine or 6 months in prison. Interestingly, a similar maneuver is required training for beach lifeguards in Australia. For 34 years, Canon has had a presence at AirVenture, dispensing advice to professional and amateur photographers alike, and even operating a loaner program which put some pretty impressive camera gear into the hands of people who wanted to be able to shoot like a pro, including some of us at ANN. but those days may be history. On the blog of Jim Kepnick Photography, we've learned that Canon has cleaned out its small building located near the AirVenture Press Center, from the brochures and furniture to the popular Canafreeze 3700, from which the staff distributed ice cream treats to all visitors. Apparently, Canon will not be a part of Oshkosh this year. Finally, before we leave today, let's not forget that on this day 68 years ago, the skies over France were filled with thousands of brave young aviators who were part of Phase 1 of Operation Overlord, the invasion of France. It's become known as the longest day, yet far too many who saw that day dawn did not live to see its sunset. June 6, 1944, D-Day, a date we should never forget. Thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.